I met Elvis a few times, and the first time was in Vegas. He was singing at the Hilton Hotel, and I suppose I had been performing at Caesar's Palace or wherever it was, and Karen Carpenter was in town, and we decided to go and have a girly night out. And so he said, well, why don't we go and see Elvis? Neither of us had seen Elvis, didn't know him, so we went along, and Elvis knew we were in the audience, and he introduced us to the audience, and then we were invited back to his dressing room, and he fancied both of us. Let's put it that way.
Right, okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And eventually I had to turn into Mary Poppins and get Karen out of there.
Right. So you had
Was
to...
that a silly thing to do?
No, not necessarily. But you had to become the kind of...
Yes, I chaperoned her out.
Right.
Because he was really getting very, very flirty indeed. But he was adorable. Mm-hmm. And he was extremely handsome at that moment. I saw him a few times after that, and it was a bit sad to see the end. But that first meeting was quite fun.
And you've never forgotten that?
No. You don't forget that.
Right. Your next choice, Barbara Streisand.
Well, I first saw Streisand on stage in New York. She was in Funny Girl. I was just blown away. To see Streisand on stage in a show is quite extraordinary. Obviously, she was young and fearless. I think she still is. But it was amazing, and I have never forgotten it. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Yeah, that impressive.
Yes, really, definitely.
A league of her own, really.
Yeah.
And she's singing, in this case, People.
Yes, well, it's a great song. She was on top of her form when she recorded this. Great orchestration. It's a kind of mini masterpiece, I think.